Episode 2212, The Proof is in the Pudding.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, it's Fry. Yay, you made it. Oh my goodness, and guess what? This is the bad part. It's totally a confession here. Today is the last Friday of January of 2021. Don't hold your breath because you got 11 more months to go. You got this. Keep going. You're an amazing parent. Guess what? The proof is in the pudding. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, only if our children would believe what we say without proof. But you know how the proof is in the pudding? Yep, challenge accepted. You know, life would be so much easier if they would just believe us. We'd have fewer disagreements and fussy children. If only, just if only, our children would take what we see as face value and what we tell them at face value. If only, but that's not the reality of parenting. We attempt to explain based on our experiences and wisdom, and all we get is whining, complaining, and sometimes a few temper tantrums. Remember those good old days? Yeah. Children love to test us. What you're teaching them, they test you. Like, yeah, mom, that's not going to work. What you keep repeating, they test you. You're like, yeah, see, I've told you this, and I'm going to tell you another 100 times, and I'm not going to change my mind. And oh, by the way, they're going to test you even when you're modeling it with perfection every single day. Their thoughts are, just because it works for you doesn't mean it will work for them. And sometimes they just want to be difficult and prove us wrong. Yes, can you believe it? Your child doesn't always want you to be right. Ha! Shocker! However, what's amazing is when your child, though, experiences that which you have been saying all along. Yeah, you know when you say that saying that you thought you would never say because you heard your parents say it over and over again? I'm going to tell you for the 100th time. And you're like, how many times have I said that? Yeah, let's not count how many hundreds of times I've said that. It's like, oh my gosh, they finally got it. And then you're like, did I just kind of go to another world? And then it happens again and you're like, wow, today is the day. All right, must be a blue moon tonight. The realization is priceless, right? You feel like you're on top of the world because your child finally realizes that what you've been saying all along is 100% truth. My son came home yesterday. And I was asking him in the car on the way home, asking him what was his day like and how things were going. We got into the house and he says, oh, you know, mom, he goes, you know those crazy benchmark tests? I don't know about you, but me and testing, period, don't like it. It's not new to my children. I've told them. Now, when they were younger, I never told them this. But as they got older, I was like, yeah, testing and I, we didn't get along. I still don't get along with testing. I don't care what it is, whether I'm going to get my driver's license test, whether I'm going and, you know, I'm cooking something and I feel like I'm taking a brand new dish to a neighbor. It's like being tested. I'm like, yeah, I don't like it. It just makes me uneasy. No one likes to be tested, especially benchmark testing. Well, he continued the conversation and said, mom, you know those tests? He goes, well, my math teacher decided that if we got above what we made last time, we would get bonus points for our test. And if we stayed the same, we would get a different set of bonus points. And if we dropped below it, then we just didn't get anything. So it didn't hurt or anything, you know, with our grade. And I was like, wow, that's ingenious. Rewarding someone effort. And you also think about it, guys, seriously. You know what those benchmark tests are all about. And if a kid's not all in, it screws it up. So you want to give them an incentive to pay attention, read as if it really does matter. So it gives them that opportunity to earn something that will benefit them even in the long run, even though really does benchmark testing really have much to say? No, it just puts you on a scale. But he said, you know what, mom? He goes, I wasn't sure what I would do, but you know, I did my best. Well, think about it. That's all I said. Well, I did my best. And I thought, okay, where are we going with that? I know for me, I always try to encourage my children every single day. Do I succeed? Most of the time, yes. But when I fail really bad. And I mess up and I'm like, oh my gosh, seriously. And sometimes you fail and you don't even mean to fail. It's like the wrong sentence comes out and their interpretation is totally different. Or they're trying to be kind of cutesy and they want to change it up a little bit. And then you get to another discussion that you never come back to really what you were originally talking about. And then it's like, okay, all my thoughts are gone. They're gone. And what I was trying to say, what I was trying to prove here, what I was trying to teach you, it's gone. That moment has left us. So how do you keep them in the game? How do you keep your child on point and not giving up on yourself as a parent? Well, you got to stay the course. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Stay the course. You know what you need to do and how you need to show up as a parent, but it's hard to. There are days that I get up in the morning and I'm thinking, gosh darn it, I remember that conversation. I just hope it goes better today. I hope my child's not mad at me. I don't know about you, but I don't like my child being mad at me. Are you kidding me? I've got five. And I've had all five of them mad at me at times. And I'm like, well, it's just kind of how it all, you know, comes together at times. But I still had to show up as their parent. I still had to stay the course. And that's the key. You got to stay the course. So what does that look like in real life when we actually have to, well, show up as a parent? That's it. Number one, you got to show up as a parent. Your job is to be the enforcer, the truth teller, the listener. It's not about being their best friend. That comes much later in life. Your job is to raise them up. Your job is to teach them, to help them learn, to help them explore so that when they get old enough, depending upon how your family structure works, if it's 18, you're out the door, great. If it's finished college, you're out the door, great. Whatever it is for your family structure, when you say, hey, I love you, but you're on your own, they're ready. You've prepared them as a productive citizen and they can go out and they can do what they need to do with the skills that you've given them. But that only happens when you show up as a parent. And you definitely can't do that when you're trying to be their best friend. Because I'm sure you lost a best friend. Yeah, it's easy to say goodbye. It's easy to say, well, I don't need you anymore. You're not giving me what I need, so yeah, goodbye. And you just push them away. Or they push you away. But as a parent, that covenant can never be broken. You're always their parent. It doesn't matter what age your child is, you are always their parent. So you got to show up as a parent. And I know that's hard to do. It's hard to do it nowadays with all this information coming at us and especially coming at our children. They are flooded. All the more reason why you have to be there for them as a parent, not as their friend, because everybody else is trying to be their friend. They've got gamers going, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. When they get on live and they type something in and they get their name read by this gamer that they've been following for months now. They're like, oh, and their heart skips a beat. And they're like, I can't believe I got my name mentioned. And they come running into you. Look, mom, they just mentioned my name. It's awesome, right? They feel like, what, a superstar. But you're still their parent. You're not supposed to be that gamer person that calls them out and they're not going to feel all giddy when you call their name out and you're telling them that, wait, you got to take the trash out. And they're like, really, mom? I'm in the middle of something. Yeah, well, it's time to take the trash out. Yeah, sometimes being a parent is a dirty job, but you still got to show up as one. Number two, consistency rules. There are going to be moments and even days that you want to throw in the towel. Maybe you've murmured something like this. Why did I even think about having a child? Why did I even think that having a child would be fun? It's all work. Come on, be honest. It is confession day. We've all had that thought. Yes, it's a thought. It's a moment. But it's important that we own where we are. Otherwise, we can't get past it. And so it is true. But that's why you're so great. You don't give up on your child until your child wins his own heart. Until your daughter says, "Mom, I finally got it." Show up as a parent. Consistency rules. And finally, number three, celebrate your child's realization and success. Don't immediately jump and say, "I told you so. I told you you would do awesome at this. I told you if you just did this, this is what would happen." No, it's not about "I told you so." It's not good for your resume as a parent. Be humble and let them take credit for the hard work. Yeah, I know you don't like it, but that's real life. You don't need the glory. Give that honor to your child because you know in your heart the real story. Show up as a parent. Consistency rules. And finally, celebrate your child's realization and success. Well, my little G-man decided to continue his story. He said, "Mom, you know, I was looking at my grade a couple days ago and I noticed that it jumped up." He said, "Well, little did I remember about this benchmark test that we had." And he goes, "I went back and today they gave us the scores." He goes, "Mom, I improved. In fact," he said, "there was only one section, Mom, that if I wouldn't have missed one question, I would have gotten the highest score that you can get on that benchmark test." He was so excited. Now, this is a boy that would come home crying because of our move here. Just crying. He was the one we thought would just soar and there would be nothing wrong, but this child was struggling big time. And in that moment yesterday, my heart was leaping for joy. And it wasn't all the times. I didn't go to him and say, "Do you remember, hon, when I had to pick you up off the couch, pick you up out of bed? I had to encourage you and all that." It wasn't about that. I let him bask in his hard work and glory that he so deserved. He did the hard work. He showed up, yes, as a child, but he figured it out. Do I know that I was there for him? 100%. Does his dad know that he was there? 100%. But it's not about us. It's about them. Sometimes we as parents are working for achievement still as a parent. And I know no one wants to hear that. And that may be hitting you in the gut a little bit right now. And I'm not going to apologize for it. Because we need to realize the importance of our job as a parent. We are there to get out and love our child, but it's not at our cost. It's not about our success. It's about theirs. And that's ultimately what needed to happen in this moment. He was beaming. His smile was so big. It was incredible. And I wanted to take out my phone, which I did not, by the way. And I just wanted to capture the moment. I wanted to remember it. And so I did. I just soaked it up. And I could see how he was a little flush. He was so excited telling me the incredible news. Because you see, this child was one who struggled even with reading. And he was told that he was a bad reader. Kids would make fun of him. He worked so hard at spelling. When it was math, he would get it. And he's great at math, by the way. But he had to work hard at it. He's incredibly intelligent. But it comes with work. And to see him yesterday just beaming, I was like, yes. I did what I needed to do as a mom. That was a badge of honor that went right to my heart. I didn't need to have it on my sleeve because everything on the outside on this little boy was jubilation. And I was like, that's my boy. And that's what I want him to see. I want him to feel that. The proof is in the pudding. Yes, we know what our children can do before they do. We know we can encourage them. We can inspire them. We can motivate them. We can lift them up. We can teach them. We can train them. But ultimately, they have to experience it for themselves. So keep being that incredible parent that you are. Keep going into battle for your child. And then when it's time for the celebration, let them get all the glory. And know that your badge is on your heart. Go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.